It is Mind Food Radio, and I am really looking forward to this interview. I welcome to the show today the founder of Live Longer, Christopher Wilson. Hello, Christopher.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. And so are you, because you've discovered something that is really, probably one of the most unusual things I've ever heard of. What are you making?
We're actually importing 100% cricket flour, or cricket powder is the correct terminology for it, which is 100% roasted crickets, which are then milled into a powder form.
What sort of things do you use the cricket powder for? Because is it a complete substitute for flour, or do you just sort of add it to the flour?
You'd add it to the flour. It's not a rising agent, so it's not going to do what flour does. It's a protein boost with a whole lot of other goodies inside it. Cricket flour is the world's most sustainably farmed protein, with 68.8% protein in its organic form and up to 77% protein in non-organic form. But it just doesn't stop there. It has a high content of vitamin B12. It's grain-free, it's dairy-free, contains iron, omega-3.1, calcium, fibre and amino acids. It also contains a wonderful substance called chitin, which is very good for lowering blood pressure and helps lower cholesterol and is very good for stomach health.
It sounds like a superfood.
Well, it is in a way, yes. In fact, it's been around for a long, long time. If we think of the paleo diet, which is the caveman diet, is where that originates from. The cavemen ate nuts, berries and insects because they knew that insects were full of protein and they were easy to catch.
Okay, I really do find this quite amazing. So obviously, you've got the powder. What sort of things do you use it in? Have you made some scones?
Oh, most definitely. Yes, we actually made TV3 Stories some muffins with it, and they thoroughly enjoyed it. We're making all sorts of goodies with it, actually. We're encouraging people to actually just purchase the flour and to add it to their baking. You can use it in baking like you'd use any other form of protein powder. You can also make a lot of gluten-free things with it. If you go to our website, livelonger.co.nz, there's recipes on there of some gluten-free goodies, from carrot cakes through to energy slices and crackers. But we're also creating some fast-moving consumable foods with it, and our first food is actually a protein bar, the Live Longer Protein Bar, cacao and sunflower, which is a 6 whole food plus a touch of vanilla bar, which is raw and cold-pressed. It's grain-free, dairy-free, and it's organic.
So does the actual powder itself, Christopher, have a taste or a flavour, or is it quite neutral?
No, not neutral at all. It's very nutty, with a slight earth undertone. It's actually quite palatable.
Okay. I am intrigued by this, and I'm actually going to try and get some and put some in some cooking. How's it been going? Have people adopted it really readily?
It's going very, very well. We launched at the Go Green Expo here in Auckland a month ago, and we were inundated with people for the whole weekend wanting to try, sample, and obviously a lot of people purchased as well. We were also at the gluten-free and allergy-free show where people were seeking us out. We were quite a stand of attention. So it's taking on quite well, and we're now just distributing it out to the specialty stores in New Zealand and selected supermarkets.
Well, congratulations on your ingenuity. It's not often that that people can say that they import cricket powder, but you can.
Yes, well, we can. Well, obviously, at the beginning of the journey for us, we needed to find out who were the best suppliers of cricket flour. And at the end of the day, we ended up in Toronto in Canada with the Tomo Farms. And those guys are the leaders in cricket farming in the world. They have a real science behind breeding and roasting and milling crickets. And we went up and visited those guys, had a look through their massive big farm up there of free-range crickets, which is a little bit hard to believe that they're free-range, but yes, they are.
They don't jump out of the fence?
No, well, we had a little joke on the way up there. Was rule number 101, don't lift the lid on the cricket farm box. But
no,
quite the opposite. They farm them in big warehouses.
Right.
They're very territorial little creatures, and they like their little space that they live in, so they don't go far. And up there they've got big massive warehouses where they farm these crickets. Half of the crickets are farmed organically and the other half aren't farmed organically, which is good for us because we like the organic cricket flour. And Canada has some of the toughest organic rules in the world, so we can get it into New Zealand here and be BioGo approved for organic as well.
Fantastic. So if people need some information, Christopher, they can go to your website. Is it livelonger.co.nz?
Yes, that's it.
Brilliant. Okay, well, look, thank you so much for your time today. Keep up the good work. I think this is just intriguing. I really do.
Thank you. We find it quite intriguing too. Hence, we've made a business out of it because, you know, we're not just about selling cricket flour. We're about teaching people about how to actually source their protein sustainably.
Fantastic. Live Longer founder, Christopher Wilson, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.